I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're sharing notes with Samantha Brown. Samantha, what's new with your TV production, and what should we be looking for from you coming up?
There's a lot going on in January. We just shot a show for the Travel Channel called Trip of a Lifetime, and we focused on the Adriatic Coast, and we just showed all these great things you can do. It's going to be hosted by me as well as some of the other hosts on the Travel Channel. It's a contest, and if you win, you win $100,000 to go to the Adriatic Coast for you and three of your friends.
So, we don't have that in public
television.
Can you
imagine? I was going to say, that's a huge budget.
That's a lot of travels there.
Exactly. What you and I could do with that money with television production. So, and then there's a bunch of shows coming up about destination showdowns where I sort of pit one city in a very convivial, fun way against another city and their best food, their best hotels.
And James is on the line in Virginia Beach, Virginia. James, thanks for your call.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing? I've been on three of your trips the last couple of years and two of my own using your guidebooks. And I feel like I've done a lot of my bucket list of interesting art and architecture and culture in Europe. And I have an opportunity to go with a small group to China. And I haven't gotten to see Samantha's things about China, but my question is, I would be flying into Beijing and then going to Xi'an and ending up in Shanghai and going down the Yangtze River and all. You know, how are the customs and how are Americans accepted in China, and is travel okay in China? It sounds a little scary.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great itinerary. I did one very similar to what you're going to be doing. All of Asia is extremely welcoming of Americans. The customs, what I love about being in Asia is it's so different from Europe, because Europe, we're kind of Europe. You know, we understand European customs. We've adopted a lot of them ourselves as Americans. But Asia is this wild frontier. What they eat for breakfast is completely different from what we eat, and their customs. And they're going to understand you don't know them. So they're not going to be offended if you don't understand them. But it's just every single minute is a complete discovery, because it's so in opposite and different than our own lives. And it's a wonderful experience. You do not have to worry about danger or crime at all. Again, it's an amazing experience. Both Beijing and Xi'an was wonderful.
Sam, didn't you talk, Sam, once about just walking into a neighborhood that had no famous sights or anything and just sitting down and meeting a little girl?
Yes, absolutely. That was outside of Chengdu, yes. And China really represents all those, because they have those great experiences, because they're still so interested in us. There's a real reciprocity when it comes to being fascinated by them and them being fascinated by us. So you have this mutual interest in one another. Beijing, that's going to be tough to do, because it's a difficult city and a massive city to get around, but I found Xi'an was wonderful. What a great city, and I highly recommend going for a walk without a map. Just put it in your back pocket. You know, there's fortress walls, so you just hit a wall and you turn around and go back the other way. You won't get too lost. Wonderful neighborhoods to go through, and it's a great place to experience everyday life in China.
James, good luck for that.
Can I share one thing from my Istanbul experience? I went to Istanbul, but that's a vastly different culture than places in Europe. I kept looking out the back window of the place we were staying and seeing the poor people lived on the back street. So the fourth night I was there, I actually went out and walked around. And even though they didn't speak hardly any English, I sat down with an elderly man and his wife, and we had a little conversation, and they served me some tea, and it was really awesome.
Mm.
Now, you took the initiative, James. That's great. Mm-hmm. And you came home just walking behind in the back street behind your hotel.
Yeah, I kept looking out the back window. There were these really, really poor little dwellings. And I said, well, I'm going to walk around there and meet those people.
And you got a memory that is as lasting and vivid as going to the Topkapi Palace just by sitting down and having tea with some people behind your hotel. That's great, James.
Exactly right.
All right. Happy travels. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Thank you very much.